Ohio approved and licensed for disposal. At Ron Evans Enterprises, they specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, waterline rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets, standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise, LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BeliciOFoods.com/careers.
Everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where we have a very special day planned out for you. We have two sets of guests here on the program today. So the first half, we're going to be talking with our friends from Wellston High School, right? Well, in what, middle school, grade school?
Grade school.
You're in grade school? Okay. We like to tell everyone he's in high school.
Young Sheldon, like.
Yes, kind of freaks everybody out a little bit. But no, you all are doing your musical, which will be what, this weekend?
It'll be next weekend.
Next weekend. Okay, so you guys are super prepared and came early to help promote it, which is wonderful. So let's start off the program by having you all introduce yourselves. We'll start with old man here.
I'm Grayson Johnson, and I will be playing Jack.
Okay.
I am Sammy Cottrell, and I'll be playing Rapunzel in this upcoming play.
And I'm Emma McGowan, and I'll be playing the witch.
No. Really? God, I hope so.
No, this is how she looks naturally.
I'm like, oh, I was like asking her about her nose, and I'm like, oh, I hope that's not real. That was a horrible joke. But anyway, so, okay, the musical that you all are doing, I'm going to say that didn't ring a bell with me. So could you kind of tell everybody a little bit about it?
Mm-hmm. So Into the Woods is like all, like most Grimm fairy tales mashed into one, into like one storyline.
Ah, okay.
There, since we're doing the junior version, the original's much darker, but we kind of cut that out.
Okay.
But we do got most of the storyline and the plot in our musical.
Okay.
Just not with the dark stuff.
I got you. Yeah, because the Grimm's fairy tales can get a little bit dark, as you said.
Yeah.
So what are some of the fairy tales that are represented in this musical?
So there's Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, and Rapunzel.
Okay, very good. And are you Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yes.
Okay, so Grayson, tell me a little bit about, well, how did you get into a high school musical?
So my school, we have rap, and we started like doing a rap play, and then I asked Miss Potter if I could be in the high school play.
Okay, and you became Jack.
Yeah, but at first, when we did auditions, I was nervous to, like, audition, but then I got brave enough to, like, try out for a part.
Well, that is so good. I mean, because being in grade school and trying out for a high school play, that would be, like, really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So has everyone been nice to you, though?
Yeah.
They helped you along the way?
Mm-hmm.
And just think of all of the experience you're getting. So when you get to be in high school, you can help somebody else out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me about your part in the play.
So, like, it's kind of hard to explain.
So what does...
What?
Oh, you have a cow?
Yeah.
Is it a real cow?
No.
Dang it. That would have been so fun.
Imagine riding a real cow into like the play.
Do you ride a cow? The
no.
cow?
Oh.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? So now what I can't remember exactly the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. I know that there's like beans and a big stalk and...
Yeah, like... So I think like in the original version, like, doesn't he like climb up the beanstalk and like get the pieces and from they take it from the giants and then he starts
he gets rich
yeah. And, but he was poor before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but he had these magic beans. Now I'm remembering, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
he trades the cow for the magic beans.
Oh, you give up the cow.
Yeah, I sell my cow. I sell my cow for the five bean magic beans.
So in the play, do you have a giant beanstalk?
No, we're gonna like project one, right?
Okay. Yeah. So you're gonna make one like through digital stuff?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Very good. All right. Well, that is so fun. Good for you. Have you been practicing a lot?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal. So what about you two? What are your involvements? I know Rapunzel has hair. I remember that one.
Yes, I am Rapunzel, and we do have my hair. It's, we made it out of, like, yarn, and it's really long.
Okay.
It's really, really long. We also have the tower.
Okay.
I made that tower. I helped with making that tower. Not as much as I would like to give credit for, but I did help with it a little bit. And it was really a pain to put together.
I can imagine.
But it was worth it. It looks really nice.
Okay.
I have to get up into the tower and like throw my hair down. I don't know how to make that sound more...
Does anybody get to climb up it?
That would hurt me, so I hope not.
Wasn't that the story, though, that they climbed up her hair to save her or whatever? Or...
They climb up the hair to get into the tower.
Oh, to get to her. Okay.
And I think that's basically the point of it, but we have my witch... And we have a prince of mine. He sees my hair and he magically falls in love.
Oh, well, who wouldn't fall in love with your yarn hair? All right. So what is the involvement of Witchy Witch down there?
So the main characters are the baker and the baker's wife. And their goal is to have a kid. But I've cursed them. So the whole point of like what sets the play in motion is me telling them, get these four things, make a potion, and you can have a baby. Is the whole
main plot. And then do you do mean things along the way?
Yeah, I normally just kind of pop in to like be like, hey, do this. Like, hurry up. Like, you need to get these things.
Gotcha. You're also doing it for your own benefit.
Yeah, for my own benefit.
Oh.
Which will be revealed later.
Which will be revealed. We could tell you, but we'd have to kill you. Kind of thing. So how long have you been working on this musical?
Since January.
Wow.
Yeah, we tried out before Christmas break, and then afterwards we got our roles, and then we started rehearsing.
Very good. And this is a musical, which means, do you have to sing?
Yeah.
Do you love singing?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you want to sing something for us? No? Okay. How about you all? Everybody has to sing?
Mostly.
Is that terrifying?
No.
Now I'm kind of blinded, so I don't really see anybody that I'm singing to.
I'm not shy about singing, but I have a little bit of a cough right now.
Yes.
I would sing, but...
It's allergy season, you mm-hmm. know, which has hit everybody pretty hard this week, I feel like. So, all right. So tell us kind of some of the details about the play. When is it and how can people get tickets and whatnot?
It is March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. The 22nd and 23rd is at 7, and the 24th is at 2:30. You can get general admission tickets at the high school, the middle school, and Caleb's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can also get reserved seating for $10 at the middle school.
Okay, and the play is at the middle school?
It's at the high school.
It's a high school, okay. But you buy tickets at the middle school.
Yes.
Okay, that's confusing. For a girl like me.
I feel that.
Okay. No, that's so awesome. And we hope that everybody comes out and supports these guys because they have worked so hard on this, as do all the other schools as well. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So about how long will the performance last? Okay. All right. Very good. So are you going to be in anything else? You're going to keep trying out for stuff?
Yeah.
I have a feeling you will. Okay. Is there anything else you all would like to tell our viewers before we let you get out of here?
Mm-hmm. Don't go into witches' gardens.
Yeah. Don't. Don't sell off your child for your freedom.
Don't trade a cow for beans.
Yeah.
Or do.
Yeah, deuces. Do that. For magic beans.
Yeah.
Maybe magic beans, not just regular beans.
Yeah.
Do you know that they're magic beans when you buy them?
Yes. Yeah, the baker's wives tell
them. Yeah.
They say they're magic beans. Very cool. All right. Well, we'll let you guys get out of here. And we have a couple of other folks that came with you to talk with. So we can trade out. How's that?
Okay.
All right, very good. Well, come on over, guys.
Oh,
see if we can get the big ball gown out of here. Because there's a lot of fabric there. Very good. Okay, yeah, look at you guys go. That would be awesome if you did, though. It would give us something to giggle about for the day. If you could pull up just a little bit there. And, of course, so we talked with some actors that will be in the musical. But there's a whole lot involved with musicals besides, you know, the people out front being that are acting. There's all kind of things. So first off, tell everybody who you are, and then we'll get to talk about a little bit behind the scenes.
I'm Charity Potter. I am the director of the play yet again this year. So
did you draw the straw again? Or
I've just fallen in love with the kids and doing it. And so I do enjoy it very much. But this year I had toyed with the idea of having a student director.
Yeah.
Previous. And so this year, the perfect candidate was interested. So yay! I'll let Wyatt tell you.
I'm Wyatt McGee. I'm the student director this year. And I kind of wanted to do it because I've been just about everywhere you can be. Like, I started my freshman year in crew, and then I was an actor my sophomore year, the sound tech and lighting tech my junior year, and now I'm here. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're like, okay, this person has some experience.
Has some experience everywhere, responsible. Wyatt and I have known each other for a long mm-hmm. time. So it was a perfect fit, and it's been great. It's been great to have a student director.
So, my goodness. So being the director, and you have done this for, let's just say, some time.
Sometime, yes.
A few times. how important is it to have some help? I would think that would be extremely important.
It is, because there's a lot of background things that people don't understand. And I teach third grade, so that I'm teaching all day. I do have some planning times and things, but to get things done, there's a lot involved. We're a school that we're on a budget, so I can't just call and say, okay, we're renting these costumes. Right. We're renting this set. Bring in it this time.
That would be nice.
That would be great. That would be fabulous, actually, because there are schools where they have, like, everything comes on a semi-truck the week before, and it's just done. The costume, you give them the sizes, the costume. We're not able to do that at this time. So somebody has to, you know, help build those sets and come up with ideas for those sets and come up with costumes and ideas for costumes. There's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of communication with the kids about rehearsals and, hey, you didn't show up, where are you? Mm-hmm. So Wyatt's been involved in every bit of that process.
Very good. So what does it mean to you to be a student director?
I mean, it means a lot. It's kind of a culmination of what I've done so far in the, like, in the drama program.
Yeah.
Because it is just about doing everything. Like, I have to work with the sound and lighting people to make sure they're all right, and then work with the actors to, like, make sure they're saying it how we want them to say it, and singing how we want them to sing, and making sure all the crew people on the stage are where they need to be. And, I mean, we also do have, for the crew people that are on stage, we have another student helping us, which is the, her title is the stage manager, correct?
Yes, Elizra.
And her name is Elizra Pugh.
Yes.
So shout out to her. But and she helps with a bunch of the crew, like, on stage, moving things around.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, this is, like, a major deal. And I think a lot of people, you know, when they come and watch the performance, it just magically happens and no one thinks about the inner workings of all of it. Well, we hope it magically happens. It's going to be great.
It's looking good. We have all of our set, which I'm really happy about. Curtains hung and the tower, Rapunzel's tower, looks really good. I mean,
yes, and the yarn hair.
Yeah, the yarn hair is beautiful.
So you have some purple streaks in your hair. Does the yarn have purple streaks as well?
It doesn't, because
you need to get on that.
Well, one of the stipulations to get the curse reversed is hair as yellow as corn.
Yeah,
so there's four stipulations, which were kind of tricky. The cow is white as milk. Okay, do you know how many white cow costumes are out there?
None.
None. So that was an undertaking. The red cape was easy.
Yeah. No,
that was easy. the slipper is pure as gold. It's a little tricky, but there's some shoe options out there. That was okay. It wasn't too bad. And then the hair is yellow is corn.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, it was. And so, yeah.
What kind of weirdo wrote this stuff?
And some not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what made you two, or did you decide this together, or how did you decide what musical you're going to do?
I kind of tossed it out there to Wyatt and said, hey, what do you think about Into the Woods Junior this year? Because I always like to have a show that we have a bigger cast, because we have lots and lots of students who are interested.
So you don't have a problem getting actors?
No, we don't have a problem at all.
Great.
The kids at our school love it.
God bless you, because I would have never had the courage to do that ever.
Yeah, and this year it's been great because we have had a lot of a lot of programs suffer because you don't need any boys, and you don't have any boys, but we haven't had that problem.
That's awesome.
So it's been good.
Which must mean you're doing something right.
We have a lot of fun. I mean, I think that's the main thing, is it's fun. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the whole point, like, after all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About most of the things that we do in this world.
It is.
Should be to have some fun.
Yeah.
And get experience. So what have you gained, you know, experience-wise, or, you know, life lessons that you've learned along the way from doing this?
Yeah. A lot of what I take out of it is just how to be, like, good at being helpful, I guess, is because, like, while trying to help them, I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't really work, and this works better, and, like, maybe, like, doing it this way other than that way, you know, which is what I think a lot I got out of it, because I'm not necessarily like planning to go forward with this as a career, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't like to be involved in some theater in the future.
Sure.
So like knowing how to figure out how to work a soundboard or work a light system or something like that that I've had to do throughout this is helpful.
Well, you know, and those are strangely enough life skills that you'll need to know some random place, you know, like like the other day at the restaurant or at the brewery, I had to figure out and I had to harness my inner like old school, I was telling Dylan about this, like wiring stuff from 1982 that I used to have to do way back when to rig up some audio equipment. And I was like, okay, I can do this. I got to like think about it, but I can do this. And I ran home and I had to find a cord that I found in my basement that had like cobwebs on it and whatever. And anyway, made it all work. But those are all things that you, you know, that you learn that some random day you're going to have to, you know, use that skill for something. So that's great. And you learn people skills along the way, which, you know, is invaluable. So are you all... well, I know Grayson's not in high school, but how are you guys seniors or are you all seniors? Okay. And so what are you thinking about doing when you graduate?
For me, I think I'm going into some conservation work, either through going to college and doing that, obviously, but through either like more an economics or not economics, environmental science degree or like a wildlife conservation type of degree, something like that.
Wonderful.
Is really what I want to do.
Any school picked out?
I'm planning to go to OU.
Okay.
This upcoming year. Yeah.
Very good. What about you guys? I didn't ask you.
Mathematics at OU.
Math. Who majors in mathematics? What?
Yes.
Good for you. I'm glad your brain works in that way.
I'm planning on going to the theater program in OU.
Theater program at OU. So all OU.
Yeah.
Very good. That's awesome. You guys are amazing kids. So let's talk about, again, they touched on it, but like all the details about the musical, how people can get tickets and you know, all that stuff.
Okay. So our general admission at the door is $5. You can also get those $5 tickets from Caleb's Sporting Goods, the high school, and the middle school.
Okay.
Now, we do our reserve seating old school. There's literally a seating chart. And so you get a look at it and you get to pick it up. So we have, she's actually a parent of some kids who've been in the play, but Leah Hartley is the middle school secretary and she does that for us every year. So why it's at the middle school.
I see.
Because those are different tickets. They're $10.
Okay.
And you'll get a color-coded one for the night.
Okay.
Because you can't double book a seat.
Yeah.
It has happened, but hopefully not this year. But she actually puts, you know, your last name on the seat.
Okay.
And then we actually put your name on the seat, which a lot of, you know, that's really convenient because the show starts at 7. You don't have to show up until 5 till 7 and swoop into your seat.
There you go. Just
Or maybe you'd like to come early and buy some. We have sell popcorn.
That's what I was gonna ask.
Chips. And there's concessions.
I thought that you guys had always.
Yeah,
done that.
Yeah. The popcorn goes really well because it's the good, you know, popped from the school popper, and it tastes delicious.
Yes.
So we sell popcorn and candy and chips and water and pop and things. And we do have a brief intermission.
Okay.
So that everybody can go to the restroom or whatever they need to do for 15 minutes.
Stretch your legs.
Yep. Get some concessions. So the total show is going to run about an hour and 45 minutes, an hour and 50 minutes.
Okay.
Just depending on when we get everybody back into their seats. We do start promptly at 7, and then it'll be 7 o'clock Friday, 7 o'clock Saturday, and 2:30 on Sunday.
And again, that's not this coming weekend.
Nope.
It's the next weekend.
Now, something I would like to add to this, just thought of this. Now, this weekend, Friday is the Bundy Carnival. So the Bundy Elementary School has always had this carnival. Their PTO raises a lot of money, and it's a lot of fun. They have a lot of different things. We are going to have some of our characters set up.
Oh,
with
cool.
A really cool backdrop, and for $2... you can get your picture with a character.
Very good.
So that's going to be a really fun thing that's going to happen on Friday for us.
That's awesome. So about how many kids are involved in this production? I had to stump you with something.
I think this year we have about 55.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's kids that are in the booth doing spotlights. We have kids who show up and work on sets and scenery and things like that. So we have backstage people.
All the littles.
And then, we have, so yeah, what we do at our school is if you are an employee and your kid wants to be in the play, we say yeah. And also siblings. Students. So Grayson's aunt actually is one of my coworkers.
Okay.
So we call them the littles because we have kindergarten, first grade. I mean, so and they're
but
trees.
They can be involved.
They love it. They love to learn the songs and do the choreography.
I
want to
be a tree. Can I be a tree?
They're so cute. They are the cutest. And so the littles are, you know, always interesting to watch how they interact with the big kids. And my big kids are great with the littles.
Yes,
they're
that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
See, again, life skills that you're learning, right? Yep. Well, very good. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our viewers before we let you go?
Come see the show. That's it.
You'll enjoy it. Absolutely. It's really, yeah, there's some surprises. There's the set's really good and
okay.
And so we're really I'm proud. I'm proud of how these kids have done this year. Mm-hmm. So proud. So I'm hoping people will come out and share it with us and see how exciting it is.
That's kind of the point. There's some pictures there of I assume that's a practice or
that's a rehearsal.
Yep. Well, very good. And well, thank you all for participating. That's awesome. And thank you for what you all have done because without you it wouldn't happen.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, anytime. All right, so Dylan, do you have that weather forecast while we switch our guests out? Thank you all.
Thank you.
Today, man, if today's weather actually does what it's supposed to do, we're all going to be in good shape. Today, and I think our other guests are out there somewhere. Okay. I think I saw them. Today will be partly cloudy with highs of 74 degrees. Yes, I said 74 degrees. Thank you all. Good luck. Some sunshine, 74 degrees. Get out and about, and it should be an awesome, awesome day. Tomorrow should be very, very warm as well with highs of 76 degrees, but a little bit of chance of rain in the forecast, but that's okay because it's still going to be very, very warm out there. And then Friday, a little bit cooler, lots of rain in the forecast, then back down to about the seasonable temperatures for this time of the year over the weekend. Come on over, guys. Let's party.
Now you're talking about
life. Now, let's see. I shouldn't say that around Ethan, should I? No, we are going to talk about the second half of the program. This is super cool. We're going to talk about something that's been going on a little bit. That is the Jackson County Roots Festival. And I was talking with our good friend Morgan Washam yesterday, and he's got that silly teaching job that gets in the way of him coming here on the program.
Thought he had the flu.
Well, he has the flu, too.
Yes.
Yes. So. He has the flu, too.
So for your sake, he didn't come.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
No, I
really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, that's good looking out.
I'm like, knock on wood, I've somehow avoided it, knock on wood, and I don't want it.
I hate to hear that he's not feeling well.
Yeah, I know. You know? Yeah, he was telling me he's a little under the weather. But hopefully by this weekend, he'll be back up and running. And so how are you, Waylon?
I'm good.
Yeah? Okay. If you would scoot up to the mic just a little bit or pull it up to you a little bit. I just want people to be able to hear you.
He's a ball of fire in the morning, so we're ready.
I'm sensing a little sarcasm in your voice there.
He's doing well. Got him fed. He's happy.
So. Oh my gosh! No, that's good. Oh, you got to go to Bob's.
We went to Bob's.
Nice.
Yeah, next door.
I'd like to go to Bob's.
Yeah.
I didn't get my invite.
They need to deliver, don't they?
Yeah.
You'd be.
Sheesh. Some biscuits and gravy. So, what'd you eat at Bob's?
Some biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Well, I miss the logo biscuit and gravy. You remember that?
No.
Back in the day, they had two dogs. One had a big fluffy dog. One was a hound dog.
You're right.
Yeah, that was. They'd bring that back.
They do.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Budweiser Clydesdales. Why would you get rid of that?
Exactly.
What's wrong with you? Anywho, we digress. So Ethan and Waylon are here, and we are going to talk about the Jackson County Roots Folk Festival, which will be this coming weekend at the Marquee. So I'll just kind of hand it over to you and let you go.
Okay. First of all, this is really exciting.
Super exciting.
It is. So big thanks to Morgan and Megan Wiseman and whoever. There's a lot of people involved, but they're the main people doing the legwork. Yep. Morgan is known for doing a lot of legwork around here. Hats off to him.
He really is, and he has done a lot of stuff.
Yes. So, one, he has, you know, it takes vision to do these kinds of things, but yes, the legwork is what really counts, and he's got that in spades. Go ahead and we'll list off the sponsors who helped make this possible. Total Media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might know people there.
Here we are here.
The Sixth Sense.
Hey, I know those people too.
Iron City Pipe and Supply.
Great
company. Yes, absolutely. And then the Atomic Credit Union. So
cool.
A lot of fine folks around there. All the sponsors, you talk about people that are kind of the epitome of community-based companies. There you go. There's four perfect examples of it. So Saturday, March 16th, this Saturday, at 5 o'clock, it's going to kick off with the most fulfilling group of the whole kit and caboodle, and that's the Bart Wiseman's Sonic Rhythm Academy Band. I love saying Sonic Rhythm Academy.
I know. It's just awesome.
And, you know, Bart's got a big old smile on his face.
Oh, gosh, yes. He's got to be so proud.
Absolutely. So, like I said, 5 o'clock, come see the young people, rock,
you know, and so I would love, I haven't seen them, recently, and it would be so fun now to see, because this is still a relatively new, group.
Oh yeah.
And to see these kids as they started so young and to see how they've like grown and matured since they started, I think that would be awesome.
It is. And
and I'm sure they're adding two every year.
Yes. So I can't say enough about what they've done with this.
Yeah.
Because teaching the kids art and music and to be creative in whatever field, writing, poetry, whatever.
Right.
Is really how you change the world.
Sure.
It really is. I'm excited to see what they've evolved into this time around.
Absolutely.
That starts at 5. They're going to play about a 45-minute set, give or take. At 5:45, we have Joseph and his ghost.
Ooh, that
sounds intriguing. Solo act, Joseph Crabtree. And I love that name, too, Joseph and his ghost.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I've seen him a couple times. Phenomenal. Then at 6:20, Mitch Rose is going to come on the stage.
I got to see Mitch recently, and I hadn't seen him in years.
It's been a while.
So it was really nice to see Mitch. You know, we all grew up together, and so cool.
I think he's in Columbus now.
Yeah, coming back to town to play.
So who knows what set he's going to play, because he can do whatever.
Okay.
I noticed on Facebook he was with Jason Hogue and Jordan somewhere, and they did a jazz set. So
okay, we'll see.
When people are doing jazz at all, you know it's a versatile set.
That's
and
a
that
whole
they,
other situation.
It is. You talk about a different kind of brilliant mind. At 6:45, myself, this guy, and one of my good friends, Jordan Willis, is going to join me.
Okay.
So we're going to do a set. Then at 7:15, Andy Milliken is going to be on, who's also very fun to watch.
Yes.
Very fun.
Yep.
Then I also noticed on Facebook, if you're in the Athens neighborhood, Andy is going to be at Athens Uncorked at 6:30. So if you're in the neighborhood, go check him out tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, so okay.
It's like an open mic type thing.
Awesome.
7:45, Ben Davis Jr. You know.
Our good buddy.
What can we, what?
Gotta love
Ben. We could go all day without. You talk about another person who's doing the legwork.
Yeah.
For the cause. That guy's out there. Multiple fronts, to say the least.
Yeah.
So hats off to Ben as well. 8:15, the legendary Redbrush Band.
What?
Yes. Yes. Woot and the Boys.
That is awesome.
With Jeremy Sharp on whatever string instrument he chooses to play.
Whichever one somebody hands him.
Yeah, absolutely. They just toss him.
Yeah, just there. Whatever.
So,
those guys are insane.
Aren't they?
They're just musicians, man.
Yes. And I always say, in my opinion, my humble opinion, bluegrass is the best music on the planet.
You know, and growing up, I was so appalled by it. No, like, I mean, really, as like a kid, you're like, oh my God, what kind of hillbilly stuff are, you know, you listen to? That's not what I hear on the radio and whatever. But my God, you learn to appreciate it. And you know, it's kind of like jazz. I was always kind of the same way. But then you start thinking about the instruments that are being played and the way, and you're just like, oh, never mind. I was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, and that cliche kind of stereotype about, you know, you always see, you know, when you hear the banjo run, you know, that kind of, and it's
son, you gotta the most.
Yes.
won't go any further.
No,
than
yeah,
that.
I'll say I'm dying too.
Waylon, does he even know what we're talking about?
No.
Nope, that's probably bad.
No, I'll educate him on the way home.
Yeah, it's called Deliverance.
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
Yeah, but it's kind of the birth of the real widespread stereotype of bluegrass and shenanigans.
Yeah, to say the least.
But no, you watch these bluegrass pickers.
Oh my gosh.
They're the cream of the crop.
Insane.
To say the least. So, and then you talk about the cream of the crop, 8:45, Wildwood Franklin. So.
Wow. That's an oldie but goodie,
an
right?
Oldie but goodie, yeah. never, ever do they disappoint.
Who are the members of that again? I know Morgan.
Jason Hogue on bass.
Is Jordan in that?
Jordan
too?
Lombardo rips it up on the. He's another one that you could kind of just throw an instrument at and he'll drop your jaw.
Yeah.
Hogue, who's the master on multiple levels, one of the most fun people to talk to I've ever.
Okay, I'm just going to say if you ever have a chance to talk to Jason Hogue, number one, he's like ridiculously smart and talented, but. He also has got to play music with Jimmy Buffett.
Absolutely.
And that
oh my goodness.
Is a story all in itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, I just happened to be in St. Bart's and run into Jimmy Buffett, and now we're playing music together his house.
Yeah, and he thought I was interesting too. And
I'm like, you what? Yeah. So anyway, that is a cool story.
It's the only person in our lives that can tell that story.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know many other folks that can say that.
I shook hands with Phil Dirt and the Dozers once. That's about as close as I got to to that. They used to wear Hawaiian shirts.
Yes, they did. I got to touch JC from NSYNC's hand, so just to let you know.
Whoa.
He's like, I don't know any of those people. Do you know any of those? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Waylon is kind of Jason's protege on bass.
Love that.
Yes. So he, Hogue... is teaching him all the ins and outs
of
real bass playing.
So I'm sorry you won't be playing with Jimmy Buffett, God rest his soul, but there might be another out there.
I'll find my own Jimmy Buffett.
You'll find your own Jimmy Buffett? Yeah, heck yeah. So how did you get started playing music?
I joined band in middle school, and then I just started branching out from there.
So did you, like, when you joined band in middle school, well, because you, how long have you been playing?
Dad got me a guitar my senior year. So when I was 18.
We'll say a few years ago.
A few years ago, yeah. So he was interested. I tried to teach him guitar when he was real little. And, of course,
Little hands would be hard.
And on steel strings, it hurts.
Yeah.
It really does until you get your calluses established. Then one winter, I was messing around on the ukulele. And he...
What a fun instrument.
It is. It's got nylon strings, so it's comfortable on the skin. But he came up to me and he said, do you mind if I mess around with that? So I showed him a few chords and off he went.
And that was it, huh?
Off he went. And I encourage people that who are going to start learning guitar, start with a uke. Get your fingers trained and it doesn't hurt as bad. And then when you get to the guitar, your fingers are kind of
used to it. Okay.
And that's what he did. Then how many instruments are you up to now?
I don't know, a whole bunch.
So, and that's why I'm so glad that he's with me, because the Roots Festival, I want to add in there real quick, 9:15 ends the show with
Jordan. Yeah, I'm sorry. I digress.
Jordan and Company.
For a moment. Yes.
So stay till the end. You will be blown away. But he's the personification of youth music, and now he's 17.
Guys kind of started your own band, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what's it called?
Crooked Foot.
Crooked Foot. Crooked. Who named it?
Our friend Andrew.
Why? Does he have a crooked foot?
No, we just used a random name generator about 5 times until we liked one.
At least he's honest about it. And you wonder, this is what I say too when people say, how'd you name that beer? Well, we took 2 words and put it together. Yeah. Most of them have a story. Sometimes it's just 2 words put together. So I feel you.
So, no, but I mean, for what this folk festival is about, which is getting instruments, scholarships, getting the youth out there hooked on music.
Yeah.
You know, ultimately to express themselves. I know personally it's the most therapeutic thing you can do. One of them, it's up there, is learning an instrument and letting kind of the higher power come out of you.
Yeah.
Because it will, it'll speak. So getting the youth into that is a noble cause, to say the least. But watching him from, I don't know, a 10-year-old that picked up the ukulele to now.
So cool.
He's a young man and is training with a master. I mean, it's kind of like Luke and Obi-Wan.
Yeah, right? Like, so awesome.
I'm blessed to see it every day. Yeah, that's why I say it. I'm blessed every day to see him and hear him and play with him. That's the most special thing. It brings me to tears sometimes.
Yeah, I can.
We'll get
see
to
that.
Jamming. I'll just start crying.
Aw, that's so good. So in your band, in Crooked Foot, that's just 2 words put together. Now we all know the story. So what instruments do you guys play, and like what kind of music do you guys play?
We hop in between country and country rock and roll. It's a wide variety of stuff we do.
What would be like some songs that you play that we would know?
We play some Rolling Stones songs, Sympathy for the Devil.
You guys, it's a very good version too. They did it at the Elks. They played at the Elks one night and they did Sympathy, and all the old guys that have played since the 60s were like, that's the real deal.
That's awesome. Good for you.
So, yeah. Friend of the Devil's a real good one. Mm-hmm. They do some Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
So it was so funny. We were in the kitchen yesterday at the tap room, and they were playing Grateful Dead. And Jamie's like, we need more Grateful Dead in this kitchen. Because he's like a huge Grateful Dead fan. I was like, we do. Where's it been all our lives back here?
It's all about keeping people happy and in good spirits. Yeah. Every day when I take a shower, I put on the Grateful Dead Pandora.
Uh-huh.
And
off it goes.
Start dancing.
Yeah.
Suds up and start dancing.
Yeah.
So But yeah, you could say that about any situation out there. We need more Grateful Dead involved.
Right?
You know. So today, folks, put on some Grateful Dead.
Do it. Try it. If you haven't ever, it's a good day to start.
Do it for the children.
Yes. Do it because we said so.
So. Also, I want to throw in there that are you guys going to have some refreshments there?
Yes.
So Sixth Sense is going to, what, you want to elaborate on what kind of spread you're bringing?
Yeah. So I was talking with Morgan yesterday, and we were talking about different beers and things. And I was talking with Jamie about it after that. And he said, well, number one, so we at the brewery, and Ben has worked on and off at the brewery for a long time, Ben Davis Jr. And so he had coined the phrase, I think, a long time ago, Southern Ahia, right? So it's like, because that's how everybody says it.
That's it. I think it was coined a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah, I think so. But he actually has buttons and stuff that say that. So we're like, why don't we do a collab with our good friend Ben Davis Jr. and do a Southern Ahia lager? And so Ben actually comes. This is, sounds really funny, and people don't believe me, but it's the truth. Ben actually comes and sings to the beer as it's being brewed and as it's fermenting out and whatever. He comes and sings songs to it. So it's made with love. It is made with great care. And so I think it's very appropriate.
That's a passionate process.
To have Southern Ohio Lager there. Plus, it's just a good, easy drinking beer for everybody. And then, so we'll have that. And then we'll also have some IPA, some different IPAs as well.
Okay.
For people that like kind of like the hoppier stuff. And we're going to do cans.
Okay.
So you can just purchase like an individual can or seven. I don't care.
Or seven.
We'll have beer there. You can buy it. What? You don't have to, but what? You can.
When I was on a Caribbean cruise one time, we did, it was a rum tour around Nassau.
Yes.
And so they put you on a boat and a double-decker pontoon.
Why does anyone think this is a good idea, by the way? Been there.
Yeah. But you say buying seven. We went up and they just had barrels full of rum punch. And I was like, how many can we have? And the guy goes, how many can you carry? I was like you said, this is a great idea.
This is brilliant. Let's put people on a boat.
Then they took us to an island and we went jet skiing. So
yes.
It's different rules down in the Caribbean.
Yes, 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 it is.
So one or seven?
Yes.
Take your pick. So
whatever, somewhere in between.
And then the silent auction.
Okay, I don't know about this part.
The silent auction, there's people have donated. I don't know what they've donated.
Stuff.
Where it's going to be a variety of stuff. And you could come in and silently put your bid down.
Love that.
If you want to put the bid in while making noise, that's all right too.
Yes, you may speak.
You may speak, dance, tap, what have you.
Which would make it a non-silent auction.
So, and that would be the antithesis of it. But I'm actually going to donate, me and, I don't know if you heard the new business venture I'm into with down in Oak Hill, me and my good friend and wizard of woodworking, Weasel Atkins.
Okay.
Weasel Atkins will be a name on everybody's tongue within the next year.
Okay, Weasel. Yeah. Gotta love to say that.
Oh, he's awesome. He's the best. But we started, he's a custom table designer. We used to be iron workers together, so I mean, we've known each other since we were, for a long time.
Yeah.
But he's building amazing live edge tables. We're getting into the epoxy.
Okay. Epoxy,
and then I'm putting my artwork on the tables.
That is so cool.
We're reaching new heights, to say the least. But we have gotten into epoxy pouring.
Okay.
So there'll be like little mushroom jars, and wine caddies and stuff like that. And we're just going to bring a whole bunch of stuff like that in. So when you
love it,
get you some epoxy wine caddies and some jars and other knickknacks of various sorts.
Cool.
So, yeah, and our company's name, because everything's done out of trees. He comes from a logging family, so he's literally getting these out of the woods.
Out of his woods.
These out of the woods, yeah, yeah, but it's Timber Visions.
Love that.
So we'll have some stickers and stuff there. So we're excited to kind of meet the public at the Jackson County Roots Folk Festival.
Absolutely.
And what you can donate to a better cause. So we're excited to give whatever we can. So, and if you've got something you would like to donate to the silent auction,
yeah,
please do so. The more the merrier. And if you don't have anything to donate but want to come and check out the items, can't say it enough. You can't find a better cause to donate money to. And we appreciate anything that people would come in and bid on.
You know, so. And I have some thoughts as I'm sitting here, you know, discussing this with you today. And number one, I don't know how y'all got all of this talent to be in the same building in one night. Like, I mean, because these people are busy. Everybody's busy. And everybody's playing. And
that's a good point.
They're playing in Columbus, and they're playing here, and they're playing all over the place. So getting all of these folks together to do one concert is something that it's a rarity. And, you know, the Marquee is a wonderful venue. So you're going to get, no matter where you're sitting, you're going to have an awesome seat. And to get to see this talent for I don't know what the tickets are.
$20, yes.
Only
yes.
$20.
$20 for eight groups.
All of this is going to be really, really cool. And then I'm sitting here thinking about the whole point of this is helping kids.
Yes.
At the end of the day,
yep.
Yes, do you get to hear some great music and be entertained and chill out? Yes. But our point is helping those kids out. And getting kids interested in music. What's music mean to you, Waylon? I mean, you've been doing it for a while.
That's just what I do. It's all I know. I love doing it.
So, and I think, you know, there's kids that, you know, have many, many different talents. And, you know, you can play football. You can play basketball. You can do esports like Dylan. You can do all kind of different things. And music seems to be your passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And for... You know, you mentioned, and hats off to the people that are, you know, out there busting their rear ends on the fields and on the courts.
Oh, my God, yes.
McKenna Kraft going to state.
Oh, my God. She's insane.
So hats off to people that really do the grind. But it's a fact. The overwhelming majority of these kids, youth athletes, it's over at 18.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Sure.
You know.
You graduate, that's it.
And hopefully you don't have too much damage done to yourself.
Yeah.
The music, it doesn't end.
It lives on.
It lives on.
Forever.
So,
yeah.
For the sake of posterity and just to have healthy children, teach them music.
Yeah.
You know, and encourage them to play sports and join the band.
Right.
You know, learn to read music.
I think that's awesome. Like,
yeah.
You know, this well-roundedness that kids have the opportunity to have now. That I don't even know that we had the opportunities to have back then.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at Crooked Foot, when they all get together, they're all members of the Oak Hill Band.
Yeah.
So they all join junior high. They all learn how to read music. They can pass instruments back and forth and keep jamming. It's really fun to watch. But it all stemmed from them getting together and learning to read music together and play together at the school. And it just blossomed into an old school garage band, like back in the day. Like it's sad to say that that's not as prevalent as it used to be. Because I mean the garage band back in the day. I mean that was cool. That was cool, you know. And so it does my heart good to see them bringing that back.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of, we have a couple of minutes left, and you guys have brought your guitars.
We have,
and you wrote a really cool song, and I'm hoping that's the one you're going to play today.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, because it fits perfectly into, I mean, the whole concept of the Roots is the gathering of creative minds from this area.
Right.
And we have it in abundance. The scene, and I guess I can't thank Morgan and Ben and all them enough. The scene that's, and Nathan Kitts at Rowdy's, what's happening
there.
Oh,
my gosh, yeah.
You're in Jamie's at Sixth Sense, and all around. I played the Swamps a few times.
So, yeah.
This scene is getting legit.
Yeah.
And seriously good. There's extreme talent across the board. I think that's Roots Folk Festival. I think this is the beginning of something that's going to be huge.
Super.
You know, awesome. And dare I say it, at some point, you'll need a bigger venue.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, we could only be so lucky.
I mean, right? I just, when it started happening, I got to be a part of it. You kind of had these visions. And it's just a good, positive feeling that this is the start of something huge.
Yep.
And I'm proud to be a part of it, you know. So,
well, very yeah, good. Well, let's take it out with your song, yeah, and we look forward to that. And again, you can buy tickets. I assume marquetickets.org for that. And or you can just stop in, buy tickets at the box office, and they're $20, and you have you have a concert from 5 to 9. What is it? So it's going to be probably about 10 o'clock, about 5 hours worth of music, and that's going to be completely awesome. Some of our most talented artists right here in the area, all under one roof on Saturday night playing. And again, all for the good of helping our youth. So
this is a song you're talking about. I mean, it goes perfectly with what you were saying about Ben Davis.
Yeah.
With the Ohio thing.
The Ohio.
Which is, I think I'm going to call it the sunny side of Southern Ohio. But the chorus goes, I love ya, Ohio.
Yeah.
And I kind of came up with the melody on the guitar first, and then it kind of just started flowing out.
Isn't that funny how that stuff happens?
And I don't love the way we all say it, because we all do, you know, I don't care how sophisticated you are.
Nope.
It still comes out like that.
Hey, our accents come out regardless.
So, but this is one that I think fits really well into this concept. So,
all right. Well, we're going to let you guys play and take us out. And we will see you right back here tomorrow, folks. So thanks for tuning in.
Better give me a shot of Joe here.
Uh-oh. Doing shots already in the morning.
Doing shots. Maxwell shots.
Yeah.
So, you good? You're always good. He's cool as a cucumber, folks. All right. This is Sunny Side of Southern Ohio. Granddad's farm had hills of green. It was the greenest grass I've ever seen. And the only place that green can grow is on the sunny side of Southern Ohio. Sweet corn in the garden, deer in the field. We don't go to the store for every meal. Hook up your plow and draw your bow on the sunny side of Southern Ohio. Oh, I love ya, Ohio. Oh, I love ya,
Ohio. The clear blue sky is peaceful here. Those jets fly by, better cover your ears. Other than that, it's nice and slow on the sunny side of southern Ohio. So don't worry about the big city blues. Just listen to bluegrass and not the news. 'Cause it's easy come, it's easy go on the sunny side of southern Ohio. Oh, I love ya, Ohio. Oh, I love ya, Ohio. Better yourself, you better have a plan. But dreams come true with calloused hands. And you're gonna reap just what you sow on the sunny side of southern Ohio. So go ahead and be what you wanna be. Like a certified welder with a PhD. Or you can even be a big star like Joe on the sunny side of southern Ohio. Oh, I love ya, Ohio. Oh, I love ya, Ohio. I love ya, Ohio. Why I love ya, Ohio.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Got to get out of here. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you right back
here tomorrow.
See you at the Roots Festival Saturday night.